The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome to Open House. I am Marissa Kleist of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage, where every week, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we bring you information on real estate and finance and just about anything else. Always have really good, interesting guests on every week. So welcome.
Welcome, everyone. As we all know, Reba's not here this week. She's down in Vegas for a real estate summit, which is really exciting for us.
Yeah, what's she summiting?
She's doing a real estate thing with the Tom Ferry program, which she's really involved in. I've been getting about 50 text messages a minute. She's sending me all the slides from her time down there. It looks awesome. I'm excited for her feedback.
Well, good. Well, she's already running 100 miles an hour. It's kind of scary if she's going to, you know, one of these summits to learn even more. That means she'll be running even faster. So that's always good. Well, it's a busy time for everybody in the industry. So, you know, we're sure happy with it. Rates are low and the market's hot and, you know, keeping everybody on their toes. And if you, our listeners, have any questions for Marissa or myself or our guests today, this is a live call-in show. You can reach us toll-free at, what's the number, Marissa?
You didn't give it to me.
You're supposed to know it.
Nope.
Nah, put you on the spot.
1-800...
All right. How about this one? 866-712-1300. So 866-712-1300. If any of you have questions, give us a call. And you can also tweet us. And if you're shy, don't want to talk on the radio, no problem. You can tweet Marissa at Team Reba, or you can tweet me at Eric is my banker, E-R-I-C. And we're always here to answer calls. We get a lot of emails and things like that after the show and sometimes before the show, questions about the topics we talked about. And every person's situation these days is a story problem, you know. So nobody has the exact same set of circumstances. And so we're always happy to answer those questions and kind of put our, you know, brainstorm solutions. So that's... kind of where we're at. So Marissa, tell us about the market. What's going on today?
Yeah, sure. So I read a really interesting article on RMLS. It's the Northwest Multiple Listing Service. And it was actually pretty exciting. It said there's early signs of there being a more balanced market. We definitely see prices are still rising, but supply is slowly but surely improving. Right now we're seeing there's definitely been some records broken. For sure in July, it looks like the Puget Sound area had its best volume of pending sales. For July, we had 8,545, and last year was just 8,248, so we're up from last year.
Okay, which
was
up a few.
Yeah. I mean, for records, I mean, July is definitely a hot month, both, I guess, temperature and market-wise. But we do see, like, Kings, Snohomish, and Pierce still have less than two months of supply. A big thing we're running into, which we'll talk about more today, is in Snohomish, they're seeing a lot of low appraisals. Some appraisals are coming in at $30,000 to $35,000 below the agreed-upon price, which can cause issues for sales to close.
Yeah, definitely can. You know, it's hard to always digest that information because some of it can be a little bit anecdotal and the variance of price. I mean, if you have a home that's $1 million, you know, $35,000 is still significant, but if you have a home that's $100,000, it's like, whoa, what's going on? So we always got to kind of take that information with a grain of salt. But the challenge with appraisers in a fast moving market is that they have to provide comparable sales. They have to provide data of homes that have recently sold, that are in the same neighborhood or comparable neighborhood, same age, size, square footage, number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms. And they have to find a bunch of them. You know, we usually try and find at least four or five, maybe six, sometimes even more comparables. Well, the problem is if the market's escalating very, very quickly, the closed sales may not have caught up. So the appraisers are really chasing that market, trying to catch up. And sometimes that works and sometimes that doesn't, especially if a home they're working on now was sold above the asking price, or maybe there were escalation clauses in there, you know, that really bid up that price. You know, that's when we can run into some challenges. Are you seeing that with any of your individual transactions at Team Reba?
We've got really fortunate. We've come in at appraisal, even though we've had the multiple offer situation and been going, you know, over asking for most of our listings. But we've been lucky to hit appraisal. If we do have contact with the appraiser to send out, you know, any comps that we've seen that we used in our pricing strategy. So we've been pretty fortunate, but some cases that's not it. We have seen people writing into their offers because we have seen, you know, the low appraisal be an issue for getting to closing. We've seen people come in with offers saying that they're willing to, you know, come with more cash to bridge that gap if we do see it as an issue.
Yeah, that's a very, very important. And if you're in that situation, you're making an offer, that you really discuss that strategy with your agent. Because a lender will base their loan calculations on the sale price or the appraised value, whichever is lower. So if you do have a low appraisal, if you're coming in putting maybe a minimum down payment, you know, let's say it's 3% down or 5% down, and then you don't have any room, you know, for a low appraisal. Appraisal comes in low, you have to cough up the difference in cash. If you're putting 30, 40% down or 20% down, something like that, and the appraisal comes in a little bit lower than expected, there's room to adjust the financing to make things work. So a lot of it depends on how you're structuring your transaction, but definitely have that conversation with your agent. And if you're making an offer on a home, yeah, you want to just be as well researched as you possibly can be, you know, coming into that, you know, keeps you out of trouble.
Exactly.
Well, good. Any other cool stats going on out there this week?
Yeah, I got some other ones just for, like, the median house price has been definitely up from last year. I think the big one for condo and single family together, the median right now is $350,000, which is up from a year ago from $319,250,000, so about $30,000 up from last year, which is crazy. So the King County, like I mentioned, so it's their median price is $505,000 right now, which is up 15% from last year, where it was at $439,000. So that's kind of a big deal. That's including condos. So that kind of lowers it a little bit. For just single family homes, though, the median price is $555,000 for King County right now, which is up 14.4% from last year.
14.4%. Holy cow.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, do you see the rate of increase decreasing, or what's the forecast?
Maybe slowing down a little bit. I mean, I think they anticipate us slowing down, you know, come, you know, maybe end of this month, next month a little bit, but just because, you know, summer is so hot, but probably not for the next year, 2 years, 3 years if we're lucky in our industry. But I mean, there's still, they say right now, like within the next 3 years is probably the best time to buy for buyers.
Well, we have such a strong economy locally, which is really the exception compared to many parts of the country. And, you know, the weakness nationwide affects interest rates, which keeps them low, you know, but here we do have such a strong economy. Those values are going to probably keep going up, and the development's not able to keep up with the demand. You know, so there's a lot of new home construction going on, but not nearly enough to meet the demand. So, you know, until that starts to equalize, yeah, it's going to continue to probably put pressure on home prices.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, development's a huge thing in the area. I know there's a lot of shortage with contractors just because of the demand. I had somebody tell me that, I don't know what it was, like 80% of the cranes on the West Coast are in the Seattle area.
Oh, it's, I can, like, totally believe
something
that.
Something crazy. I mean, you look out your window, it's like 10, 12, 13, 14. I mean, it's just crazy.
And a lot of those are residential, though. So we do see more of that happening now. So good. Well, it's going in the right direction. It's so funny. We have a pre-approved customers. So I have lots of customers that will come and they want to be pre-approved for financing so that when they find the right home, you know, I can give them a really strong letter of approval, you know, that they can present to the seller. Well, my list of pre-approvals, it keeps just growing and growing and growing. And some of those folks are really getting frustrated, you know, because they've made offers on 3, 4, 5, 6 homes, sometimes even more, and not one. And some of them will get frustrated to the point they're just going to drop out for a while. We've seen that happen this year. Others are just hanging in there. And I'm so proud of one of my customers that we had met about 3 years ago, and their credit was just not there. They just weren't quite ready. And so I kind of had a heart to heart, and I said, how bad do you want to buy? And they're like, we want to buy bad. And I go, okay, well, here's some things that you have to do. And you've got to clean up this credit. We've got some accounts to pay off. And, you know, you've got to just kind of get that sorted out. So fast forward about 6 months ago, they came back and they said, we did everything you said. And it's like, great, let's take a look at the credit. Well, we ran it. It was fabulous. It was just a night and day scenario. It looked really, really good. And I said, well, now let's talk down payment. How much down? And like, well, we need that special program you've got, which is a zero down program. It's a Home Advantage. It's offered by the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. And I'm like, great. So and one of them says, oh, by the way, I got a raise. So I look at their income, and the Home Advantage program has a $97,000 income limit. They were at $99,000.
Oh, no.
So this is about 3 months ago, and just the look on their face, I'm like, I am so sorry. So I sent them away. Well, about a month ago, she called me back and said, I got a new job. And guess what? And I'm like, what? And I'm like, congratulations, but guess what? I'm earning less now. And I'm fantastic. You know, so now they're under the income ceiling, and they're out looking for homes. We, I probably gave them maybe 15 different loan estimates as they had a couple furious weekends where they're out looking at all these different homes. And what about this one? Eric's like, nah, that's too high. Well, what about that one? No, that one's too high. What about this one? Yeah, that's just right. And perfect. So anyway, they're in contract. We're fully approved. There were zero down, and we'll be setting up a closing here on Friday. And I'm just so excited when we see those success stories where someone was able to actually, you know, do all the right steps, get the home they wanted, use a great loan program. And speaking of great programs, when we come back, we're going to be joining our guest who's talking about reverse mortgages. So stay tuned for more with Open House with Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.